Welcome to the Poem of the Week. Each week, our poems are intended to help you practice the best, most current medicine by alerting you to studies that could change your practice. As usual, our host this week is National Public Radio's Dr. Michael Wilkes and Essential Evidence Senior Editor Dr. Mark A. Bell. Gentlemen.
Thanks, Maggie. Hey, Mark.
Hi, Mike. How you doing?
Good, thanks. So we've both been spending a lot of time in the air. You're on sabbatical this semester.
Yeah, doing a Fulbright in Dublin and enjoying it very much.
Excellent. Poem that you've chosen this week is about delirium. I'll make no jokes about politics and how there are many walking around Washington who seem to be in a state of delirium. But from a purely medical perspective, delirium is a confusional state, altered consciousness, a reduced ability to focus, a shift attention, sort of sustain attention, et cetera, you know, as opposed to other forms of cognitive dysfunction. And delirium starts over a short period of time, usually hours to days, and tends to fluctuate over the course of a day. It's often caused by a medical condition, sometimes a substance intoxication, sometimes medication side effects, sometimes polypharmacy. It's considered to be an acute confusional state. As we said, today we're not going to talk about management, but prevention is the key. We've been told that there are some things, nothing's guaranteed, but avoiding factors that aggravate delirium, such as multiple medications, paying attention to hydration, immobilization, disruption of the sleep-wake cycle, and sometimes short-acting pharmacologic agents can be helpful. Some of the things we can do to prevent delirium include orientation protocols, stimulating people cognitively, facilitating a physiologic sleep, as we said, early mobilization, providing visual and hearing aids, certainly for people with these impairments, and avoiding and treating medical complications in a timely manner. From medication perspective, there is some data that perhaps medications can prevent delirium, which brings us to today's poem. You found a poem. It was published in JAGS, the Journal of the American Geriatric Society, published at the end of 2018. It attempts to answer the clinical question, does low-dose haloperidol prevent delirium in patients recovering from non-cardiothoracic surgery? So, Mark, a pretty simple study, but something that is on a lot of our minds. What did they do and what conclusion did they come to?
Yeah, they randomized 135 adults. They were all undergoing, like you said, non-cardiac thoracic surgery. They were randomized to an immediate post-op bolus of 0.5 milligram of Haldol or placebo, followed by 10 more doses 3 times a day. So for the next little over 3 days. They excluded patients who had any kind of an illness that was associated with delirium or psychosis like dementias, Parkinson's, schizophrenia, anybody previously taking an antipsychotic. The staff were unaware of who had gotten which medication, or rather medication versus placebo, and they evaluated patients for their severity of delirium and whether they had delirium and how severe it was twice a day using a standardized scale. Overall, the rate of delirium in patients given Haldol was similar to the rate in those given placebo, 22% versus 28%. It wasn't a statistically significant difference. Fairly small study. It's possible that that was a clinically important difference of 6%, but even so, it would be quite small. Among those who did get delirium, Haldol didn't delay the onset, shorten the duration, lessen the severity at all. Patients taking Haldol didn't have shorter hospitalizations or less time in the ICU either. So overall, this was really a negative trial and found no benefit to Haldol. There was a slightly lower, among the patients undergoing esophagectomy, there was no significant difference in any other outcome except the slightly shorter ICU duration. But when you're measuring lots of different outcomes and lots of different subgroups of indications for surgery, you know, you're probably going to find one that just randomly is abnormal. So bottom line, low-dose Haldol doesn't prevent delirium after non-cardiac thoracic surgery. And this is consistent with another recent study we covered in Poems a few months ago that also found no benefit of either ziprasidone or Haldol compared to placebo in an ICU, more of a medical setting, acute respiratory failure or shock. Similar trial, larger actually, Again, didn't find any difference.
So conclusion is that this is not something that should be routinely used as a preventive therapy in the hospital.
Yeah, it doesn't appear to be effective. I mean, that doesn't mean, you know, we should, I guess, consider never using it. But I think the routine use or kind of knee-jerk use of this, and certainly not prophylactically, is inappropriate.
Great. Thanks, Mark. Useful information. We'll talk to you again next week.
All right.
That's this week's poem. Thanks for listening. Please join us again next week for another medical poem.